We're getting ready to move into our new house in a couple of weeks, and after that, we're going to sell our condominium. In this episode of the I Can't See You podcast, I'll talk about what upgrades we're doing to help the condo sell, what's going to be enough, and how much is too much.
From Studio C, welcome to the I Can't See You podcast with David. He can't see, but he's got a lot to say and a face for radio.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 93 of the I Can't See You podcast. My name is David, at David Benj on all the socials. I really appreciate you joining me for today's episode, and I hope you'll connect with me online on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram especially. I am at David Benj, as I mentioned, and I'm actually going to be posting some more pictures there. I know last week I said I was going to post some pictures of the construction of the new podcast studio and office at our new house that we'll be moving into in October, but I have been unable to upload any images, and I'm not sure why. I'm going to work on it once I finish uploading this episode later today, and hopefully I'll have that corrected. So I'm going to have to start posting images to the Instagram feed and Twitter and things like that, because you just can't get them to go onto the website. Not quite sure why. And I do also want to remind you, in a couple of weeks' time, we're going to be having the Believe You Can talent show. It's a virtual talent show this year. I would encourage you and please almost beg you to go buy some tickets. BelieveYouCan.live. That's BelieveYouCan.live. Tickets are $10 for an individual ticket or $25 for a watch party ticket. And, all proceeds benefit the Keystone Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania. I will be one of the hosts, and I will most likely not be singing. But you never know, once things start, what could go wrong. I mean, happen. So please, go over there and help out and purchase a ticket. It goes towards the cash prizes that the top three contestants will receive, as well as some of the things that we do throughout the year. You know, it has been difficult for us to raise money with the pandemic going on. We can't get out and about into the community and sell our M&Ms and the other things that we do to raise funds. So again, believeyoucan.live, and I really appreciate that. Thank you. In today's episode, I'm going to talk more about selling the condo as opposed to, you know, moving in and buying the house. Don't worry, I'll touch on that because, you know, construction is coming along nicely. But we'll talk about what we're going to do here and how things, you know, are for me when we go out into the stores looking for things. And quite frankly, I'm getting a little tired of it already, even though I'm here most of the day. And I like to get out, but it's just become a chore. But before I get into that, you know, I thought long and hard about what I was going to name today's episode. It's episode 93. And at first, I thought I had come up with a great idea. It was going to be the 93.3 episode, or I would call it the Preston and Steve episode. Liz loves Preston and Steve on WMMR. She listens every day. I am one of those people that like music over, you know, talking. And Preston and Steve are very funny. And don't get me wrong, they are absolutely hysterical. And when we go places in the morning, I specifically remember going to, I don't remember if it was an eye surgery or just an eye appointment, and listening to them. And I was cracking up so much. My eyes were tearing, and my vision was a little clearer after listening. And I guess it was an eye appointment. And I asked the eye doctor, I said, and I don't remember which specialist it was, I said, you know, I explained everything to him. I said, you know, coming in, we were listening, and you know, what's the story? And he said, sometimes, you know, that just, you know, getting that out, it just kind of clears everything up. So I thought about naming that. And then I thought, well, you know, that's Liz's favorite, but it's not my favorite. And it would kind of be weird to do that. Pardon me. So I then thought a little bit longer about it. And September 11th was just a couple of weeks ago. And then I thought, you know, it's episode 93. And, you know, everybody's heard the story about United Flight 93 on September 11th, 2001. And it started to make me think about how things are today and how divided everyone is. And then think back to that plane where Everybody worked together. They all paid the ultimate price for what they did. But in the end, the only thing other than their lives that were lost in that airliner was a field. It didn't take out any monuments and hurt a lot more people. They worked together to stop that from happening. And I thought, what better thing to name an episode after is United 93. So this is the United 93 episode, and how appropriate also that it's United. I haven't flown United much, and I'm not going to get into the airline thing because then that'll leave me on a rant about American. But everybody on United 93 were literally united, and they worked together, and they stopped something catastrophic from happening. It was catastrophic for them, but it saved probably a lot more lives and landmarks. And so this is the United 93 episode. So I just thought that was very appropriate, especially with the way things are today here in the U.S. So think about that as you go throughout your day, and just appropriate, I think. Before I move into the house issues, and I shouldn't say they're issues, but before I get into the house discussion, I do want to update my fantasy football. Now, last year after two games, I was 0-2, and I could blame it on the head and the heart because I was at their concert. I did auto draft, as I've told you before. I got two kickers and two tight ends. I did get Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson, but I didn't need two kickers and two tight ends. This year I'm also 0-2, and I drafted the team myself. Of course, one of my problems is I have Saquon Barkley, who is now out for the year. That was my number one pick. I guess I should just start picking guys in the first round that, I just don't like, and or that compete against a team that I do like, Now, granted, the Giants are in the same division as the Eagles, which I guess is my hometown team. Not necessarily my favorite team, but, pretty close if they're not. So I had him. He's now out. So that's going to make the road forward for my fantasy team a little more difficult. I did get to speak this week with, as I think I mentioned last week, we are part of a focus group, a study, case study on disabled folks playing fantasy football, and specifically, blind folks. Our league is it's called the All Blind Fantasy Football League, and it's all blind for a reason because, all of us are visually impaired. Some of us use screen readers and magnifiers. Screen readers or magnifiers. I use, as I've mentioned, a combination of both. Some only use, some folks are completely blind. I believe the Commissioner Brian is completely blind. I'm not sure who else in the league is, has partial sight, to a degree. And again, even with partial sight, it doesn't mean you could, see the stuff on the screen. But I did my first interview this week with someone who's playing in the league, which is kind of cool. And she told me that she is from, she's a Saints fan, and she grew up in Southern Mississippi, but she actually did her MBA at Drexel here in Philadelphia. So I thought that was kind of cool. So we talked about that a little bit, and and everybody, like I've mentioned in the past, everybody that's blind or legally blind or whatever you want to call the really can't see well portion of the population, we all have similar stories where, people think we're amazing because we get on a train and go someplace. And and everybody has a similar story where, in the last tenth of a journey, somebody wants to help out because they think we need their help when we don't. And I always think back to a time I was going to a bank in Philadelphia for a Meet the Blind Month event a year or two ago. And I was literally a block away from the bank. and I was about to cross the street, and a guy insisted on helping me across. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm 15 miles from my house, and I got this far, and I know the bank is across this street, and then I'm going to walk a block, and I'm going to cross another street, and then I'm going to be there. Now, I made it the whole way, and she's had, you know, when I was doing the interview, you know, she's had similar, you know, similar things. And the bottom line is, when you see someone who is blind, don't just assume they need your help. Ask them, hey, did you need some help? If they say yes, go ahead and help them. If they say no, or no thanks, you know, move on. You know, you know, that's nice that you want to help, but if they don't need it, you know, somebody doesn't need your help, and they're good. Because sometimes it throws us off, you know, we listen for traffic, and when traffic is stopped, you know, I'll never forget, somebody said to me once when I was crossing a street, it's okay to cross. And I wasn't sure it was, because I didn't think the light had changed, because I knew I was standing next to a car that had stopped at a red light. That car was still there. And then somebody told me it was okay to cross. Well, you know, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I didn't know. I knew that the light hadn't turned yet. All you have to do, and again, we appreciate it when we need help and we ask, we really appreciate it. And I'm speaking for every every blind human being. But when we don't and we say no, don't be offended by it. We're just good with what we're doing. And it was nice to talk to her. I talked to her for about 45 minutes to an hour. And it'll be interesting to see how it is going forward. Her team is also 0-2, but she is a huge football fan, though, too, which I thought was funny. You know, we all have similar stories about that. And whether you're blind or not, you know, everybody has that, please put the kicker in for one last try right near the end of the game, even though it doesn't matter. And she was complaining. She has Will Lutz as her kicker for the Saints. And I don't remember what she said had happened, but evidently they went for it on fourth down because they were down by 10 points. So three wasn't going to help or whatever. I don't remember what she said, but she was disappointed and she lost only by a few points, and that would have helped. So that was nice. And I'll have more on that. And like I said before, I hope to have some of the folks from the league on. I'm trying to set it up. I just haven't been, with everything else going on, I just haven't had a lot of time to do that. So I'm looking forward to that, because that was fun last year when I had David on from the Cleveland Daves, and I probably jinxed his playoff chances. So whether he wants to talk to me or not this year, I don't know. Although he did get the running back I wanted yesterday in the waiver wire. So hopefully he's okay. He's down in Houston and they've been having some storms down there. So hopefully he is riding out the storm with his new running back and doing okay. So now let's move on to the house and the apartment. You know, as I've mentioned, you know, last week and prior weeks, you know, we bought a house, going to move into a house. Today was one of those days where it was a great show of why we're moving. I came in to record this podcast episode about 2 hours ago or 3 hours ago. Jane was on with a client. And a couple days ago, when it got cool, they turned the air conditioning down. I don't think they shut it off. They turned the air conditioning down in the building. And our air conditioning and heating is controlled, you know, we have little control over it other than how fast or slow the blower is on. Sometimes you have the blower on, sometimes you have it off. But even when it's off, you know, it's still a little bit on. Like, you could walk over to the unit and still feel, in the summer, you could still feel the cold near the unit, or in the winter, you could still feel the heat in the unit, even though the fan might not be on. So it's been warm here in the Philadelphia area the last 2 days, in the 80s yesterday, and it's supposed to be 80 again today. So it's warm in the apartment, and Studio C, as I think I've mentioned, and I had a great picture of Studio C to put up on the website, so I'm going to have to put that up on Instagram. But Studio C is a closet. There's no air circulation in here other than a fan, which while I'm recording, I shut off. So I came in here and it was warm, and I think, you know, I thought, I can't record right now. So let me go do some other things. And I went down to the condo office and did some of my presidential duties and talked about a couple of things with the office manager and got some updates on some things. And, you know, the office is in the on the lower level. We're on the first floor, but there is a level below us. Half of the lower level is a carport. The other half is, you know, maintenance and mechanical. And there's a storage room for each condo unit, gets a storage locker. And it's, you know, it's fairly big. It's actually bigger than my office and Studio C. And then there's the there's a community room, and then there's also a condo office where the office manager works. So it's always cool down there. So I was down there talking with her and basically cooling off after I ate breakfast. And then I came back up here. I had an Evian in the freezer to chill out so I could cool off while I'm sitting in here with the closed door. Again, because Jane is on calls, I can't do it with the door open. And I don't think the noise would be a factor on my end with the podcast. I think that the noise would be a factor on her end because she's on client calls, and I think it would be disruptive. So, and that's one of the reasons that we're, you know, that we, you know, when we found out, you know, she's not going back working in New York for quite a while, you know, we just can't continue trying to do things the way we are here in the condo. Because again, as I've said, it's been a great place to live, you know, very inexpensive. You know, our condo fees cover just about everything other than our telephone and our cable and internet. But everything else is covered, our electric, our water, our heat, our air conditioning, and so forth. You know, like I said, we give up some things by not having complete control over, you know, hey, it's November 20th and it's a hot day out or a warm day. You know, we can't turn the air on. You can open the window, which is what we've done today. Our windows are open and our fans are blowing, but the fans in the bedrooms and in the living room are only blowing, you know, slightly cooler air. It's not cold like air conditioning. It's just, you know, it's just slightly cooler. So, you know, so that's what we're doing. You know, one of the reasons, you know, again, if Jane's not working from here, we're not moving. You know, we just can't both be here. And at some point, I have a feeling Liz is going to be back home. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see on that. It's I didn't think she'd actually be in building at all this year, but they did open up. And, you know, for little kids, it's, you know, it's very important. And it's you know, it's just much better for them, you know, to be in person. They have a much smaller class size because of spacing. You know, they have all sorts of things up around the room. So hopefully things continue to go okay. She's been there about 3 weeks, I guess, or 4 weeks. Touch wood, everything's been okay. In fact, the school even this week started having grades 3 through 8 back in the building. They had started off virtually for the first few weeks of school, but now everybody is in the building. So that part is good, and hopefully that continues to go okay. You know, we'll just have to wait and see. I think more is coming with the virus, but we'll just have to wait and see. So one of the things that I've concentrated on, and Liz as well, but me more so because, you know, I'm here and, you know, talking with the different people, you know, as I've mentioned, when we bought this place, we knew we were going to have to redo both bathrooms and the kitchen, and we had planned to. And this was going to be the summer that we did. Jane, you know, was home last summer, and until she got a job, you know, she was living here and working out of King of Prussia at Urban Outfitters. And then, you know, in July, late July last year, she got her job in New York. She moved out in August, so it was too close to start doing something then. We want to do it in the summer. We wanted to redo things in the summer because of Liz's school schedule, and we didn't want to go through construction while she was, you know, working. You know, she 3 days a week, she works very long hours. She goes in every morning. She goes in for, gets there around 7:15-ish. And 3 days a week, she doesn't get home until about 5:30. She works until 5. The other day she comes home, she's home by 4, 3:30, 4 o'clock. So we didn't want her to have to come home to, you know, construction. So we thought we would do it over the summer. And again, we were going to first do our hall bathroom, then do the master bathroom, and at some point in there, do the kitchen. I don't know that we would have gotten through all three items in one summer, but this was going to be the summer. And then, you know, with COVID, we just couldn't do it. So now we have to do something because our bathrooms, one of them looks like the original setup from 1969. And, you know, our kitchen cabinets, at least the ones that were the originals are still there. Now, we had put in some additional cabinetry and a countertop once we had moved in because they had started to do work on this unit before we bought it because someone else was going to buy it. And they, you know, they made the kitchen open and it's nice. And again, I'll put some pictures up, especially once we're done with everything. But, you know, we didn't do anything more than put those new cabinets in. You know, our refrigerator we thought wouldn't make it much longer, so we didn't replace it right away. Again, we were waiting till we redid everything. Same thing with the dishwasher, very old. The oven that we have here is newer, and I'm not sure how new. That we were told that it was brand new when we moved in. I'm not 100% sure on that. It might be. But we will be replacing that because it's not stainless. So we're going to get a new dishwasher. We're going to get a new oven. We're going to paint the cabinets as opposed to replacing them because, again, everything that we do, we have to get something back for it. And I don't think if we spend 25 or 30 grand doing the kitchen and both bathrooms that we'll get all that back. It's a difficult time for condo sales, even though houses are selling like crazy. People want to get out of condos, evidently, from what I've been told from our real estate agent and have read online and seen on TV, and go into a house where, you know, you're not walking down a hallway with other people where other people can come in with the virus. And, again, here, you know, we don't have access. The only outside access we have from our unit is our balcony. So everybody's in that position. So condo sales are more difficult than, I shouldn't say more difficult. They're not selling like houses are selling, whether it's a single family or a townhouse or, whatever kind of house, basically where you walk in the front door and you can walk out into a backyard or whatnot. And we are so looking forward to that. In fact, we got our grill this week, might use it this weekend. We haven't grilled in about 5 years. I know I've told you we moved in here 4 years ago, but our grill the summer before we moved caught fire. And fortunately, it didn't burn the house down that we sold. but there was a problem. We're not sure if it was with the tank or if it was with one of the hoses had failed from the tank to the grill. We were also fortunate that the tank didn't explode, but I guess they have precautions against that. But the grill was close to the house where we had it on our deck, and it was only a little deck that we put there to put the grill. So we were very fortunate, both the fire marshal and the policeman that first got there, because sometimes flames get up in the eaves and overhangs of a roof. And if it gets up into the roof, it can travel through the whole house. So we were very fortunate, so we haven't grilled, since the summer of, we moved in here in 2016. So since like June of 2015, right after Jane graduated high school, was the last time we grilled, and, we miss it so much. So now we're very excited. We have the grill and, like I said, I think we're going to grill on Saturday. But back to the condo, you know, so we have to do all these things. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can get everything done for, you know, 10 or 15 grand. I don't know that even we're going to get that back because we're not redoing the tile in the bathrooms. You know, if there's tiles that are damaged, we're going to fix those, you know, replace them. But like the floor is the old style tile, the very small, almost looks like something you'd see in a backsplash. You know, if you know that little squares, you know, different size, some are square, some are rectangles. It really reminds me, the tile in our bathrooms here remind me of the house that I grew up in about a mile from where I'm speaking to you from today in Wallingford. And they were built around the same time. This building was built in the 60s. That house over there in Wallingford was built, I don't know if it was in the late 50s, early 60s, but the bathroom, it looked exactly the same. Now, I've since found out when I had the, pardon me, when I had the stager here, she told me that the tiles were more on a brownish side. Now, where I grew up, the tiles were different shades of gray. I don't think 50 shades of gray, but different shades of gray. So those tiles were leaving, you know, because it's just not in our budget to take all that out. And not 100% that would make too much of a difference. I don't know if any of it's going to make a difference, but we are going to do it. You know, we're getting new carpeting, even though this carpet was new when we bought it. Seems like they did a pretty bad job installing it where there are ripples and whatnot throughout the place. And I may have mentioned this before. One of the things that has driven us crazy here, the nails that they use, basically the upside down nails that they attach the carpet to when they stretch it. When you get to any threshold of any of the rooms, if you step on that threshold or right on either side of it where the nails are, the nails go into your feet. You know, I don't know if it's because the carpeting is so cheap or thin, or if it's the fact that they used a very bad or very budget-friendly padding. I more than one of us has actually broken skin with those nails. So we're not going to miss that. And it's funny, we were looking at the new house yesterday, and it's hard to believe there's one room that has carpet in that, and that's the living room. The living room and the stairs up to the upper level. That's it. Everything else is hardwood. And I believe the hardwood that's upstairs is the original, because it sure creaks like it is. So we're doing new carpeting in here. We're painting. We're doing some things in each bathroom, new vanity. As I said, touching up the tiles, replacing broken ones, things like that. You know, also painting in there, painting the whole place. You know, and then the kitchen, as I said, you know, new appliances will be stainless, new countertop, painting the cabinets, and then throughout changing the light fixtures. Again, the light fixtures that are in here, I believe, at least in the hallway and over the dining table and over the entryway, are all original. They sure look like it. And so those we're replacing. And again, once everything is said and done, I'll have some images to show again, whether it's on the show notes page or it's, you know, on my Instagram feed, hopefully it's on the show notes page because, you know, I can do a much larger image there. And, you know, obviously if it's on Instagram, it'll be easier to access. You know, you don't have to remember what page is that on. You just have to go to instagram.com/DavidBenj. And please connect with me over there. That would be great. So as far as the new house goes, construction continues on the basement. And I've been taking pictures each day. Now, there wasn't any work done yesterday. He had to get some supplies and had something else to do. So hopefully when we go over tonight, there will be more progress made because, you know, we're moving in October 10th, and that downstairs has to be done because I need a place to do my work and my podcast and everything else. And Jacob needs a place to stay. And it would be great if it were done. And, you know, obviously we're going to push for it. He was shooting to get it done in 2 weeks. We're a week in, a week and a couple days, actually, because we settled on a Tuesday, the 15th, and today is Thursday. Man, I don't know what's going on with my throat. Today is Thursday, the 24th. So 9 days ago we settled. He started 8 days ago with the basement, and that's all we really need to do. Everything else, you know, we may touch up and paint once we get in there and, you know, see what our furniture covers as far as dings may be in the walls, either from the previous owner or from us as we move in. And but we're not planning on painting until then, because the paint job is pretty good, other than, you know, like I said, there are some marks where the furniture was against the wall and stuff like that. But really looking forward to getting in there and having the backyard and having the barbecue, and hopefully we can find a dog. We still have not found one. And so again, if you have any leads, that would be great if you let me know. And if you have any ideas for shows, questions or comments, whether you have something a question about blind folks or whatnot, please let me know. The best way, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, is to give me a call at 646-926-6350. Leave your name and your question or comment, and let me know if I can use your voice on an upcoming episode, and I'll play it in the show if you have a question or comment. And I think that would be very cool. And obviously, if you have any leads on a dog, that would be appreciated. You can leave it there as well. Then when we get the dog, you know, maybe we'll bring you on for some of the episode if you're the one that actually has the dog. You can also reach out via email, icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com. Remember, I can't see you. It sounds like a whole sentence, but is only 7 characters. I-C-A-N-T-C-U. So that's icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com. And I do appreciate you listening. I would really appreciate it if you spread the word so we can help grow the show. And if you haven't already, please hit subscribe so you get every episode once it airs. And I do come out with each new episode on Thursdays. This one is a little later, as I've mentioned, because of the problems with the temperature in the office / Studio C. So this one is a little bit later in the day on Thursday by the time it will get uploaded. But I do appreciate you listening to episode 93, let's call it United 93 episode of the I Can't See You podcast. My name is David. Reach out on socials, at David Benj everywhere. Again, thanks for listening. Please stay safe, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the I Can't See You podcast. Follow David on Twitter. He is at David Benj.